I'll drop her to take clinic note on Karen Zuniga, K-A-R-E-N, last name Z-U-N-I-G-A, birthday 7/14/75, dictation 6/6/24. Patient reports history of slipping on water at work, falling forward, hitting her left knee, and falling forward also with injury to left first toe with onset of pain immediately, brought to our urgent care by her daughter a few hours later, still in pain. As above, including left first toe into her knee with painful weight bearing and movement, as well as left proximal thigh extending to femoral area with painful range of motion. Pain is increased with ambulation, relieved by sitting position. Because of severity of pain, patient was giving, review of symptoms non-contributory. Past history, significant. Has history of hypertension, high lipid disease, but history significant. And patient was in an injury 6 years ago, driving a forklift at work where it hit an object. She was thrown backwards with sustaining multiple fractures to her pelvis, hospitalized for 3 days, now without residual. Social family history. Patient works as a maintenance physician at work. Now, physical exam. General appearance, patient is in moderate distress, head, eyes, ears, and throat within normal limits, neck supple without masses, neck, lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rhythm, rhythm without murmurs and gallop, abdomen soft without again and negative tenderness, back without CVA or lumbar cervical tenderness, or painful motion, skin without abnormalities, neuropsychiatric within normal limits, extremities noted to be 2+ tenderness to left dorsal first toe with painful range of motion, heard to be 3+ tenderness to left anterior knee with painful range of motion without swelling or discoloration or effusion. Also 3+ tenderness to your left medial proximal thigh, extending into the inguinal area without slowing discoloration or evidence of hematoma. Pain in hip increased with lateral rotation, described as moderately severe. Patient given Toradol 60 milligrams IM, and x-rays were obtained of left foot, left knee, and left hip. X-rays showed no evidence of acute fracture, but there was abnormality noted to the left inferior ramus of the pelvis with without evidence of an acute fracture superimposed on prior fracture. Final diagnosis is fall with injury to left foot, left knee, and left groin. Patient is given a prescription for Toradol, advised to take over the counter Tylenol arthritis drink with moist tea, limited ambulation, and the follow-up in 2 days, follow-up in 1 week for further evaluation with off-duty status until reevaluated. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.